have alter egos. It's true.
And we have a story for you. You're not gonna believe.
Wait, Emma, wait, let me find my glasses.
Find your glasses.
I can't read a thing if I can't.
So you have to find your glasses.
I'm gonna put them in my pocket.
In your pocket.
I always put it in my right
hand,
put it in my left one.
She doesn't trust me.
Oh, I'm ready. And I'm starving.
Yeah. Well, we got into Frisco on a Thursday morning.
Checked in that fancy schmancy Marriott hotel.
That's when I got a craving for a little something.
And thus began our private little hell.
We asked the concierge, where's the best delicatessen?
We asked the doorman, deskless.
All of whom we tipped.
We tipped.
They each replied with the exact same blank expression.
And now we know why they were so tight-lipped. They've got a million pizzerias, a zillion quesadillas, and every cockamamie snack around. But not one decent deli in this town.
I got tabbouleh and calzone, ragu and rice aroni,
and salsa that will send you going down.
Well, you could plots from foreign dishes.
So why not some conditions? There's not one decent deli in this town.
In every mall and international pavilion
features cuisine from Bora Bora to Brazilian.
But when you summon up the gall to request a matzo ball, you're like a chassid
and a debutante cotillion.
They've got a takeout from Romania, a steakout from Albania,
burritos and taquitos by the pound.
They got paella and polenta,
but buckets for a yenta. There's not going to be some
belly in this house. Hey! As long as you're a goy. Oh, you're in for many frustrating occasions.
So if you're listening for